You're listening to Hashtag Truth in 5 with Jenny Muscatel, bringing you 5-minute episodes of weekly biblical truth to help you fill your cup. Join us each week on ChristianMix106.com or find us on your favorite app at Canyon Star TV Radio. This is Jenny Muscatel on Hashtag Truth in 5. Have you ever noticed how sometimes in life we can be headed down the road with a plan in our heart only to be met with obstacle after obstacle? It can be easy to get discouraged, to doubt. We might even say things like, I don't understand. I took all the right steps. I sought wise counsel. I prayed. And we can start to feel a little bit confused. But here's the thing. 1 Corinthians 14 says, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So knowing those feelings don't come from God, let's take a closer look at what happens in those moments. What are we looking at? If I were to toss out a guess, I'd say we're looking at our circumstances. We're looking at our own ability. We're looking at what isn't working. When the truth is, God is always working. He can see what we can't see. He can arrange things we can't understand. And he can plan things we can't plan. Proverbs 16:9 says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." So how do we remember to look to God when we start to feel discouraged? One quick way to remember is to use all 5 of our senses. And here's how. Let's think about sight first. Take a moment and look up to the sky. It will remind you of his awesome power. Just like it says in Isaiah 40:26, "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all of these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing." You are not alone. God of heaven is watching over you. You're not lost because you're not missing. That's an amazing truth to meditate on. The second sense I want to talk about is hearing. Let's look to his word and listen for his voice. He tells us in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You don't have to do things in your own strength. God is with you. He will hold you up and he will strengthen you. He said so himself. The third sense that's a great reminder to use is the sense of taste. How do we use that? Well, let's look to his character and remember what he's already done in our lives. Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." How many times have we cried out to God and he's answered our prayers? Have you ever noticed how sometimes we don't always see the details clearly while we battle a storm, but can name every one of them with a grateful heart once we've overcome the storm? It's so important to remember what God has already done, what he did before we were ever even born. He set the world in motion. He prepared heaven and earth. He made a way and set eternity in our hearts. He sent us Jesus, which brings me to the fourth sense I want to talk about, touch. Oh, the healing touch of God. How do we experience that? We look to his goodness. All throughout the New Testament, you will see God healing people with just a touch, because behind that touch is love, compassion, mercy, and grace. Matthew 20:34 says, "Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him." Jesus healed the blind. He raised the dead. The crippled walked. And through faith alone, a woman who suffered for many years reached out and touched the hem of his garment and was healed. The touch of Jesus is powerful, and it makes all things possible. The last sense I want to talk about is smell. In Genesis 2:7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man on the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Just take a moment and take a deep breath in. Pause and smell the air around you and remember that you are alive and God has given you that breath. These are all amazing, beautiful reminders. But the bottom line is ultimately, Just look to the Lord, for as it says in Psalm 34:5, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Let's pray. Lord God, you are such a magnificent creator. Thank you for creating our many senses so that we can experience you and your goodness in so many ways. Lord, it can be easy for us to focus on our circumstances. We get tempted to look at what feels wrong or hard, but God, help us to keep our focus on you. Remind us of your great love and how you never stop working, how you go before us, and how you never leave us alone. I pray that we remember that it is you who directs our steps and that we can soak in your peace even in the middle of our storms. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today on #TruthIn5. And thank you for listening to Christian Mix 106. Thank you for listening to #TruthIn5. Remember to catch new episodes each Friday and Saturday at 5:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Christian Mix 106. To learn more about Jenny, you can visit her website at jennymuscatel.com.